Welcome. You are about to dive into a teaching provided by Women's Prosperity Network as part of their Wow Wednesday series. This is your midweek boost of motivation, education, and inspiration to keep you in consistent action and intention in achieving your goals and your vision. For more information about Women's Prosperity Network and their coaching programs, live events, and mastermind workshops, go to womensprosperitynetwork.com. And now, on to your teaching.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Wow Wednesday for the working woman. Because if you're lucky enough, you're able to relax now, put your feet up, or perhaps even get your dinner started, but at least start winding down on your day. This is Trish Carr, and I am so happy that you chose to be with us tonight. And on behalf of my sisters and business partners, Susan Winner and Nancy Matthews, and the entire Women's Prosperity Network community, welcome to Wow Wednesday. Everybody else calls it Hump Day, not us. We're choosing to make it a Wow Wednesday, and I'm so happy that you came to join us this evening. Because my guest, for those of you who remember, this gentleman was my guest a few months ago, I think back in January, right, Daryl?
Yeah, I believe so.
Back in January, and we had such a great response to the conversation that people asked to have him back, because he is a life changer, really a life changer, who's been supporting people in every walk of life for, you're in your third decade now, my friend. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing. And, you know, I've gotten to know him very well over the last year. We were able to spend time together last year and go through a great adventure. Some of you who know about Changemaker are aware of the big adventure that we played on. And that's what he does. He plays big. And what he does is he supports his clients in playing big, to perform at peak levels, to create thriving businesses and even better, thriving lives, because it's all about the thing. The everything. And he's the founder of the Back 40 and CareerGuy.com. In fact, at the Back40.com, and it is theback40.com, he's got these really great tips for life's radical second half. And it's all about finding one's passion, you know, pursuing your purpose, relationship building, career transition, doesn't matter what kind of transition. But let me tell you, I can go on about Daryl for a long time. He's a multi-times an author. He's got amazing programs. His newest program, Renew All, I hope we'll be able to have some time to talk about that tonight, because he's a real inspiration and he makes a huge difference for people. So please welcome my friend Daryl Gurney. Daryl, I'm so happy that you are here tonight.
Me too. I could stand for you to introduce me for the whole hour. It just doesn't
wonder. Well, the truth is I gush about you because you are, I mean, like, I don't need to read a bio about you, my friend. You're like, you're amazing the way you support people and the difference that you make for them. And I love especially what you're doing now with the Back 40. You know, tell us a little bit about that. And I love the name, just the name itself.
Yeah. Well, thank you. The Back 40 is a mindset, movement, programs, book. The book's going to come out later this year. We're already developing online programs. We've been doing live programs. We're developing an online community. And what it's really, the message of the Back 40 is about creating your second half of life as your best half of life. We have a slogan here. We say you have yet to do what you came here to do. And we're also the biggest fans of Frank Sinatra's song where he says the best is yet to come and babe, won't it be fine? And, you know, someone might say, well, why all this about, you know, the Back 40 or the second half of life? And, you know, I have a personal story and, you know, that woke me up to it. But in general, and from people who participated in our programs and who, you know, are involved with us in our community, you know, society kind of has this it's an unspoken kind of rule or standard that says, you know, you're kicking and going and striving and all this stuff, but then when you get into your maybe 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, it's kind of, you know, it's like the inverted curve, right? Well, not inverted curve, but it's like the bell curve, right? You're going up, 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 and then you're going to start going down because midlife's going to hit. And, you know, I'm talking to women here and, you know, forgive me for, you know, it's like he's going to run off with the young gal and he's going to go get, you know, the Corvette, or, you know, the relationship's going to fall apart, or there's going to be a financial devastation of one kind or another, or health, or the kids get out of the home. And then it's like, oh, well, what's our relationship about, or what's my life about, you know? And so there's midlife things that happen to people, you know, in the regular, well, I won't say regular world, but I'll say in the unempowered world, they call it midlife crisis. We call it midlife opportunity here. And, you know, we say that that first half of life is just R&D. It's really just research and development. And, you know, right. the you know, most of society says, hey, you know, you really go make it happen in that first half, and then, you know, health and everything else is going to decline. And we really believe, rather, if you think of the bell curve that's, you know, down and out, which is what society says, we believe, what if it's just an ever-escalating, you know, curve up? What if it's up and out? And so what we're about is supporting people to play big in the second half, when there's a lot of mindset and a lot of kind of reasons that people believe they can't play big, you know, that they're limited by something. Something happened to them in the past, or, you know, they've already gotten to the point where they've decided who they are and the way the world is and the way men are and the way women are. And so we're really about it's kind of like re-educating, but it's shifting our mindset to really go into the second half of life like anything is possible. Anything is possible for us. Not still possible. I'm saying anything's possible because maybe that first half was just meant for us to learn about ourselves and to learn what's really important and what our real passions are and our real proclivities. So yeah. I won't even say a nutshell because that wasn't a nutshell, but the back 40 is really about changing our relationship with the second half of life and what's really possible.
Yeah, yeah. I love what you're about. And the other reason, you know, I love that you're about focusing on, you know, I've accomplished pretty much where I wanted to be career-wise, and now things are shifting. And those people, but honestly, like, I have seen your renewal program, and I believe that it, no matter where you are, no matter what shift you're going through, whether you're having a baby, whether you're having a job change, a career change, after a breakup or a divorce, or, you know, there was a kid, I'm going to say, today. I was at my chiropractor, and he's finished, this is his last year of high school, and he's been going to this chiropractor for, like, his whole life. And she said, so what are you doing now? And he said, well, I'm going to, you know, college in Orlando, which is away. And she said, are you excited? He goes, no, oh, I really don't want to leave, you know? Even at that age, at every stage of life, there are transitions and changes. And I love this conversation because it really is about change and accepting change for what it is, a constant in our life, don't you think?
Well, it is. And, you know, we're just not geared to like it.
Right,
no,
exactly. Like you were saying, you know, people, like you wrote here, was bring it on, right?
Exactly. And it is possible. Again, you know, the default way that we're geared is for safety. You know, that just comes from the amygdala, comes from the reptilian brain. You know, it's like, let me stay safe. Let me, you know, stay in a job that I know I'm safe, even though I hate it. Let me stay in a relationship that, hey, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. There's so many ways in life. And even those of us who, you know, who are out there, you know, playing big, you know, we're all still dealing with the getting outside the comfort zone. And yet, it's outside the comfort zones where that fulfilled life and those really incredible relationships and those really incredible fulfilling careers or that purpose gets, you know, gets filled. We say that you have yet to do what you came here to do. And, you know, a lot of times people who hear that, it's like, well, I've had a pretty accomplished life, you know, and I've gotten some, you know, done some great things. And you know what? We're not knocking anything that people have done. And if it turns you on to think that your next, you know, your big game is still ahead of you, like one of the people that we're affiliated with, she's someone I've coached and I support her in different ways. She's 86 years old. Well, now she's 87. And she was the first woman on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
Wow.
So she actually, yeah. And, you know, that was huge. In 1962, she was the first woman to become a broker. Okay. And at 87, she just wrote a book called Breaking Down the Walls. And it's called Breaking Down the Walls. Not necessarily, it's about Wall Street. And it's about, and so she's out teaching women.
Yep.
Young women, look, anything is possible for you. But my point is this, is that she, I watch her just like, you know, I watch myself as we play big games. We're going to go through transitions because you have to give up the comfort zone. You know, you have to give up the things that you have to learn new things, you know. And so I'm working with her and talking to her about, you know, different ways she could get her book out there. She actually just was celebrated in Washington, D.C. for National Women's History Project, you know. But the point being is if you're going to play big, you want to almost invite, and not even almost invite, you want to just say, bring it on.
Yeah.
And but the reason most people don't or shy away from change is because they don't have a strategy for how you deal with change. You know, it's just like most people won't leave jobs because they don't have a strategy for how you constantly manage your career to keep moving it up and up and up. Mm-hmm. And those are just things that we can all learn because we weren't taught those things.
Exactly. Well, I know that, you know, there's three things that you talked about us, you know, about tonight that you wanted to make a point of. And I think you talked about the first one, and that is about how important it is to be open, you know, and we can, and especially because here's, no matter how old you are, we know what we know and we're really confident in what we know. I think we were having the same conversation this afternoon about the humans really want to be right. So we create in our minds the way things are going to go, and as we get older, that attitude becomes more ingrained. So I imagine that it's even more critical in the second half, over 35, over 40, to be open, would you say?
Well, hugely. And see, that's why our programs and, you know, how we coach and what we talk about is that it really does require thinking outside of the box, because think about it. The world prizes wisdom, okay? The world says, hey, I've been around the block now with dating, or I've been around the block now with careers, and so I have amassed a certain amount of wisdom, and I know the way it is,
right?
You know, or I've gotten up on stage before, and I felt a cold sweat, and my throat closed up. So I'm definitely not meant to be a speaker, right? So we have experiences, and we amass wisdom. But, you know, that wisdom can be our Achilles heel because, you know, certain experiences are really just that, certain experiences. You know, a lot of times, you know, one of the things we do, too, is to help free people up from experiences that happened in their past. Like, you know, someone might have been abused. Someone might have, had a horrible thing happen to them. And they feel then that is kind of shaping or it does limit them in their life. And, you know, one of the things we do is we have people go back and recontextualize that thing that happened and actually look to see why is their life now full of possibilities, and why is their life now, what is it out of that event that now gives them a direction towards their purpose? Like, what if it was all perfect for what they came here to express and came here to be? So,
yeah, I hear you on that one.
Yeah. So when you say, is it hard for people to be open? If we prize wisdom and we're going to stick with what we know and what we've learned about the way the world is, then it's hard to be open enough for the new learning and the new things we're gonna take on if we're really gonna do something we haven't done before. Right? I mean, somebody who, you know, at 55 or 60, you know, decides that they, you know, do have a purpose to fulfill, guess what? That means they're gonna have to get out and they're gonna have to go speak and they're gonna have to, you know, learn social media. Oh my God, this is the thing that I see the most.
Yeah.
You know, with people over 40, 50, 60, it's just, even myself, I mean, I'm not excluded from this. See, I'm the best test rat for this whole thing. But, you know, watching the tendency to like, oh, well, I just don't do that. Or it's like, guess what? I am so much beyond where I was a year or two ago on social media right now. You know, I'm beta testing new technologies.
Yeah.
And if you know marketing speak, I used to be a laggard. Meaning I was the one who would adopt something way, way, way after everybody else. It took me forever to let go of bell bottoms. I mean, I just
<They're back>.
Loved. I think I let go of them in the late 70s.
You are so funny. Well, you know, I made my career transition when I was 38. So I went into what I considered my second half of life at 38 years old. And even though it was my choice to leave corporate America, I still went through all the stages of grief that you go through when you have an ending.
Yep.
So I had to deal with that. Even though I was happy about it on the one hand, yay, I escaped corporate America. On the other hand, oh, I really liked that paycheck that I knew I could get for the rest of my life because I was ingrained in this place. So
right. There
was that, you know, that safety net kind of thing. And even though I'm like, I'm totally freaking awesome and I can make money and everything's going to be cool, in the back of my mind, I was supposed to be in that job my whole life.
Yeah.
It was a big
change.
And I was young, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, I was talking to someone the other day whose significant other is, you know, a lawyer. Or she's an investment banker, that's what it is. But she, you know, she would love to be doing something else. And, I mean, she's very successful. She'd love to be doing something else. And what she gauges everything by is, well, I just can't figure out anything that will work yet. I need to know something that will work. But, see, that's the trap. See, the trap is that you being open to start trying, you know, being open to start playing in new areas, because when the comfort zone is comfortable, there's literally nothing that's going to be compelling enough, unless you win the lottery maybe, or Prince Charming comes along and, you know, whatever. I don't think Prince Charming carries much weight anymore these days.
No.
I think the lottery.
The lottery.
But
yeah, there's a lot less baggage for the lottery.
Exactly. So, but the point being is, you know, you were able to see that bridge. You were able to see that gap.
Yeah, but
and
you know,
it's easy to say
that, though, Daryl, isn't it, though? It's like, be open. But I couldn't help but interrupt you because today you talked about this on your broadcast. You gave three really good strategies for being open-minded. You remember talking about the rules?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, can you share with us? Because those strategies really, I mean, it's easy to say be open-minded, you know, be open to new things, but it's another thing to actually figure out how to do it. So those three tips, I think, would be so helpful in this conversation.
Yeah, well, you and I did a broadcast, you know, to my peeps this morning, and I'm just loving it that it sounds like so much of you know, our messages are so similar that my peeps are your peeps, and, you know, your peeps I love speaking to. I love being back here with your folks. But what we were talking about was the tendency to think that if we want to produce certain results, that there's a certain way that's got to happen. And this especially, I think, happens as we get older, is that, you know, we've been successful or whatever in producing certain results. And, you know, one thing about you, Trish, is you are the most strategic, linear, you know, details-oriented thinker, you know, and that's why you're on our board of advisors, because we need that kind of support. And so those can be real strengths. You know, they say, you know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Right.
But yet, when we have it that you have to have A before you can have B before you can have C, and that you have to follow things in that linear kind of fashion, then we block out the unforeseen and the unexpected.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we get locked in. And so what we were talking about today is, you know, it's valuable to step back when you're committed to producing something, step back and look to see what rules that you've set up, maybe not consciously, but it's kind of like, okay, well, if I want a relationship, then I need to be on 4 dating sites, and need to be out to lunch 4 times a week with men or women or whatever. And it's, you know, as opposed to, you know, we talked about it some today, the whole idea of like law of attraction, like, wow, what if things don't have to follow my rules? What if they don't have to go? That's not to say we don't plan and we, you know, do our best efforts based on organized planning. But I think we've got to keep ourselves open for what if.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if something could happen totally outside of this? You know, and if we're so fixed on our rules and we're sticking to our rules, we don't see opportunities or we won't entertain, you know. And I think so what we talked about today was allow yourself to follow your plans, but also allow room for the unforeseen and unexpected.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And that leads you to being open. So ask yourself, I mean, literally, so consider these 3 things when you're saying, am I being open? Consider what rules have I put around this situation, this circumstance, whatever it is. So the first thing is, what rules have I done? Have I created? And the second thing is, ask yourself in a positive way, what if something good happens? Like, what if I was able to shift the way I think about this? Or what if? And then the third thing is really to just tell yourself, okay, now I'm going to allow and I'm going to look for it. Because unexpected things happen. So, yeah, I love that. That was really, really great, that whole conversation. So thanks for bringing it back here. I appreciate
it. Absolutely.
And that leads us into the second thing. So the first thing you said, you know, for really having the willingness to change is the attitude of openness. And the second one you talk about is having a change-based mindset, right?
Yeah. And again, you know, I spent many years of my career coaching and supporting people in making big career transitions. And, you know, most people are terrified when they get laid off or they're out of a job because, you know, they have so associated with that job and that's what they do. And then it's like they don't know how to manage themselves when they don't have a gig. But what I tell them is that if you get really good at career management, like managing your own career, and there's things you could do, nobody teaches you this in school, but if you're good at managing your career, you're never afraid of getting laid off. As a matter of fact, you'll probably have other opportunities to jump into before anyone would ever lay you off because you're not so, you know, dead-eye focused on just this thing. You're looking at the bigger picture. So in the same way, whenever you are, you know, committed to producing, you know, something beyond what you have, like let's say you're, you know, moving into your second half of life, and, you know, you don't feel like you've really hit the purpose, you know, side of things yet. You know, you've done well, you've provided for your family, you got your kids into college, and then you look and you go, okay, but where's my fulfillment, you know? Mm-hmm. Or whatever, you know, big game there might be. Maybe it's another relationship. You know, a lot of times people feel that the first one or the second one, you know, were, you know, kind of proved to them that they're not made for relationship. And so, you know, you see people in their 40s, 50s, 60s just like, yeah, well, that's not meant for me. But what if it could still be? You know, what if relationship could still be there? And so the point being is if you take on anything beyond the comfort zone of where you're at, it's going to require change. It's going to require learning. And so I say come up with a change-based mindset and have a strategy. Have a strategy for dealing with change, because you even said earlier, you know, Trish, that life is full of change anyhow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen. It's just, are you going to be on the front end of it with a strategy of how to deal with it, or are you going to be on the back end of it and let it, you know, give you the, you know, 1-2 punch every time?
Yeah, really. And that's, you know, it's all about having a strategy. You know, you were saying how I'm all about the strategy and the tactics. And I walk that fine line between, okay, this is, I know these things will work, and being open and allowing other things. There was a time, the nice thing about being in my back 40 is that I do recognize now that I don't know everything. And I am more open to hearing other people's opinion. But the thing is about having a strategy, when you're playing life, you know that it's, you're going to deal with change on a regular basis. So having a strategy is key, which leads to your third point, and that's the renew-all. I love how you say that, the renew-all approach to transitions that leave you powerful. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, sure. And, you know, I'll just share quickly a little of my own that woke me up to this whole back 40 idea. But when I was 40 years old, I was sitting in my meditation chair looking at my son sleeping in my bed, because my parents were sleeping in his bed because they had come into town to lend me more money to fight a $500,000 custody suit. And at that particular moment in my life, I felt that I really hadn't amounted to much. And I, you know, just felt this big loser thing over my head. And, you know, because I'm broke, I'm in debt, I'm in a custody suit, I'm actually going through a career transition. It's where I was transitioning from being a headhunter to a career coach and executive coach. But anyhow, the point, I don't know, I call it a download or whatever you want to call it. I was just blessed with this idea that basically said, hey, the first half doesn't matter. The first half is just R&D. What really matters is the second half and fulfilling on your purpose. Your purpose is meant to be fulfilled in the second half. And you're learning everything you need to learn, you know, in this first half. So anyhow, that's where the back 40 idea came about. And I went through major transitions over the next few years of, you know, debt and, you know, kind of getting my life back on track, because, you know, going through, you know, 3 years in a custody suit can rip your esteem apart. So the point is, that's kind of what got me here. And what I realize for everyone, whether it's the quote midlife crisis, which we call midlife opportunity, or it's just any of life transitions, job, relationship, whatever, it's really learning, knowing ahead of time they're going to happen, life's going to hit you, and how do you make it work for you? How do you make that transition work for you as opposed to become a victim to it? One of the, I created, and we're actually right now finalizing the last bits of this Renew All program, and I call it Renew All. You know, kind of like renewal, but renew all, because if you're going to create your second half as your best half, and if you're going to do what you came here to do, then you want all of you operating newly. You can't be bringing any of the hang-ups or judgments of yourself or, you know, limitations or whatever from the past. And so in this renew all program, it really is really about how to powerfully transition. One of the first things we point out is what I call your trough of transition. It's actually a diagram and kind of show people the way transition occurs. I'm sure people, some of the people on your call here have heard of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Kubler-Ross wrote about death and dying and these five stages, you know, that you go through.
Right.
And that's a transition, right? I mean, that's the ultimate transition, right? But there's also five stages in any other transition you're going to go through in life. You know, there's the shock that hits you first. There's the anger that comes after that. And there's, you know, anger basically, you know, what went wrong here? Somebody did something wrong, or something's wrong with me, or something's wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because change is not what we like, and therefore we're going to try to find who to put and pin the blame on.
Yeah.
Something changed here, right?
Right.
They let me go because they don't know how to run a company. Or our marriage didn't work because she this, or he,
right.
you know, me that, or
right.
whatever.
It's, all, it's the whole me, I'm right thing comes out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after the anger, though, and again, I'm sure many on the call here have been through some major transitions. After the anger, and not for everybody, because we all know people who are still stuck as a victim in that thing that happened to them. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yes.
But for most, you know, people that are going the healthy route through the trough is that they're going to get to the sadness, because sadness is always under anger anyhow.
Yeah.
You know, anger is just an outgrowth of, you know, inner sadness of, you know, something's going to change. Things are going to change here. It's not going to be the same life. Routines are going to change. And yet on the other side of that trough, if you can imagine, you know, a kind of a U-shape, on the other side, we start to move towards acceptance, but that's a biggie. And it takes a lot sometimes for people to get to acceptance, but only when we start accepting this situation as the way it is, are we ever going to have any power in the face of it.
No.
Because as long as we stay on that left side of the trough, we're going to always be a victim to this. And we're going to stay in the what they did to me and how bad I am and, you know, all that. So getting over to acceptance actually then starts us moving towards the other end of the trough, which I call exploration and what's next. So I think the first thing to, you know, for people to have as a strategy is to understand the trough, understand the way it works, and it's designed that way, and that's just, it's how life works. And yet, when you come through a transition, and you can really get out on the other side exploring and what's next in a powerful way and actually be empowered by this transition. Look, Trish, right now, you know, you can look back on things that have happened in your life that at the time sucked, totally sucked.
Yeah.
And yet you look at your life right now and you can say, wow, isn't it a blessing that that thing even occurred,
yes.
because look at what came out of it for me,
yes.
right?
Yes, 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 absolutely. And I think we all have those moments in life, all of us.
Right.
So,
but
I,
yet
yeah.
most of us have that happen, and we look back and we go, yeah, that's great. But in other words, what if we proactively, when the big things hit, the big things happen, I mean, even you know, someone's kids moving off to college, that's a huge transition.
Huge.
You know?
I don't even have kids, and when my niece and nephew moved out, I felt like I had an empty nest.
Right.
Totally. I cannot imagine what it's like for a parent, how I felt as an aunt. As close as I am to them, they're still not my children. So I can't imagine. So, yeah, I hear you.
Right.
So it's all about, I love having the proactive approach. That's what everything's about. That's why we do these calls. That's why you do your broadcast, is because it's, I'm on a mission that people don't have to go through it the hard way.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? It's like, hey, there's another way to do it over here, and it may be right for you. It may not. It may not be the package you're looking for, but it may be. And wouldn't it be nice to be able to do it easier than it looks? So,
and I think you say that's what I do, that's what you do. And I think that's what we all want to do.
Yeah.
We all want to offer from our experience and whatever research and development we've done, here's some possible ways to approach transition. Mm-hmm. You know, here's a possible model that when the divorce happens or when the business closes down or when you lose your job, here's a possible model that people have found supports them to actually come out stronger and to come out more powerful and actually get even more directed towards, you know, their life purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
well, you know, it's overrunning. I would love to invite everybody into this conversation because I know there are people on the line who are in transition themselves, who have been through transitions and can share their wisdom and their experience. Because when you do, you make it easier for other people. So I'm inviting you to join in on the conversation. And just hit star 6 on your telephone and join us and share your thoughts on this conversation. So let me recap a little bit. You know, it's all about understanding that change is happening and might as well embrace it and be proactive about it, right? So in the second half, you said especially it's important to have an attitude of openness, number one. Number two is to have a change-based mindset and strategy. And number three was the renewal approach to transitions. That is, renewing it all at the same time and doing it proactively. And I also loved what you said about in order to get that attitude of openness, it's about listening to what rules you've created, looking at the what's possibles, the what ifs, this did work out, and this allowing it. So I appreciate it so much. Daryl, while everybody is getting in the queue by hitting star 6 on your telephone, just hit star 6, share with us a little bit about how we can learn more about you, how we can reach out to you, how we might find more out about your programs, renewal, all that stuff.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, love to get you mentioned the top 10 tips. And a lot of people have been downloading the top 10 tips for the last 6 months that they've been up. But if your listeners would like to go to theback40.com, and it's F-O-R-T-Y, not numbers, but theback40.com/free, they can grab their top 10 tips, and we also have an ebook there that's actually for sale on Amazon, but we're going to give it to you free, and it's called The Birth of the Back 40. And it actually talks about a little bit more in detail about the story of how this whole idea came about and, you know, what this idea is meant to do to support all of us to really take on, you know, playing big in the second half. And because Renewal is actually going to go live in the next couple weeks, I think you've been looking at a beta test version of it, Trish, and we've had a few other people looking at the beta test. I would love to offer your listeners it's a $30 program, which people have told me, Daryl, you know, that's a lot of stuff in there for $30, but I would just love to offer your listeners a 50% off to kind of be some of the first people to, you know, to engage with it. What,
Daryl,
are you laughing? What did I say?
I am laughing because you did not run the price by your advisory board, and anyone who knows me would say, Daryl, $30, especially now that I've actually seen what you're doing. No BS on this, ladies and gents. I had no idea. So that's a Bargarama of the century. Because it's really good.
Yeah.
I love the way you make it fun. Like it's, you have play with downloading play sheets, and you know, you really make it like it's not a chore, and it's something to look forward to.
We call it home play rather than homework.
Yeah,
because
there
in
you
the
go.
Back 40, it's all got to be about play.
Yeah, awesome. So how can they?
So anyhow,
if
anyone goes there, there's a comment section. When you go there to get the top 10 tips and the birth of the back 40, there's a comment section at the bottom. Just put in there, Trish Wow Renewal, or just put renewal. You don't have to spell renewal, but Trish Wow Renewal. And when we get it live and ready to go for prime time, I will actually send you over And okay, Trish, but I'm still going to give them 50% off the 30 because they're on your call right now.
I'm saying that's awesome. I'm just telling you all, get it now because I don't think it's going to stay that low for sure. Seriously, no, really, that's a really generous offer, and I very much appreciate it. And I know that everyone will as well when they take a look at it. So thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. Love being with you and love being with your people.
Yes, well, I do too. And we have some people in the queue, so let me go ahead and open up the lines. And again, hit *6 on your phone. We'd love to invite you to join the conversation tonight about change and transition. And welcome to our first caller, someone in the, looks like 310 area code.
This is Alexandra.
Hi, that's who I thought it was. Hello, how are you this evening?
I am really having a good time listening to you two earlier today and now, and I wanted to chime in and just say I love listening to you. I love the conversation. Really great.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being
here.
Thank you. Look who's on with us, Daryl Alexandra.
Yeah, she's my best half and my second half, so I love it when she's around me.
Yeah, I have to tell you, these two, I've mentioned this before, you know, Dan and I, my husband and I, when people are around us, they're always telling us to get a room, and, you know, we all know that they're jealous, but that's what they're saying, is get a room, because we're affectionate and we love each other, and it's obvious. Well, you two give us a run for our money because you are also poster children for what a beautiful relationship is like. So I'm so happy that you joined us tonight. Thank you, Alexandra.
Thank you.
You know, and look at it, though, Trish. You know, you went through 30, you know, you were married 30 years. And,
30
you know,
years
and
married
again,
to the first husband.
Yeah, and we're not trashing that at all, you know. It's like I was married for 5 years, and then I was single for 20. And then Alexandra came along. She was married for 8 and then married for 14.
Right.
So she had 2. And so it's kind of like, you know, but rather, you know, it's like, look, you know, we're in this R&D phase about ourselves, about relationships, about life, about work, all that stuff in that first half. It's like this is really the time to have the great relationship. This is the time to really have the great fulfilling like things that we're doing, you know, whether it's work or contributions you're making or volunteering that we're doing. This is the time to write the book,
right?
You know, so anyhow, right. I'll get off my soapbox, but
yes, I can
go down that. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Alexandra. Appreciate you being with us tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, there she goes. All right, and now we have somebody from, looks like Florida, the 407. Good evening.
Yeah.
Hi.
Sarah from Orlando. Here I am again.
How are you doing, Sarah?
Great. Thank you so much for this refreshing call. Daryl, you are amazing. And
So are you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so appreciative to listen to you. I'm 60, and it's like lately I've been into like this tug of war, you know. I'm comfortable. I'm making good money at my job, but I want to do my business, and I get scared every once in a while. And listening to you is like, yes, there is hope. So I would like to know, you said to go to the back 40, .com/read. Could you?
No,
repeat?
I'm sorry. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Let me say that again. It's theback40.com/free, like no charge.
Okay, free.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then at the bottom where it says comments, just put in Trish Wow Renewal, and
okay,
when our program comes live, I will send you over an invitation to join us.
Okay, fantastic. I'm looking forward to this because this is, like, really promising. I mean, we need this. We need this.
You,
the world needs this.
And, Sarah, you're a poster child for change. I mean, you're really stepping up and stepping out and taking all of that R&D that Daryl's talking about, using your experience in life to create something new now.
Yeah, I keep reinventing myself, but the thing is that the older I start getting, and I'm going like, okay, you know, it's like, is it okay to continue playing? But, you know, and this is the reassurance I need. That's why I love WPN, because, I mean, I cannot say it enough. You know, it's like if we continue this group, it just helps me grow, and I just feel so confident, you know. Sometimes it's good to be confident, but when you're confident by yourself, it's sometimes you're like, okay, am I in this alone? So when you hear other people and you hear that you guys are all in the same path and like kudos to everyone, it's a great feeling. Thank you.
You are so
And can I say something, Sarah?
Yeah.
It's just so smart for you to be with WPN. And see, that's the same thing with our community with the Back 40 is, you know, there's this mindset that, again, it's unspoken, but it's just kind of out there. And we all grow up with it, and we see people who, you know, retire, or we see, and again, there's nothing wrong with retirement. You know, go for it if that's where your joy is. And, you know, if you're going to play big and play big all the way out, you know, like, wow, what if my big game is yet to come? This woman who's 87,
exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, what if the big game's yet to come? Then you need to be around people who are going to help you stay in that mindset.
Exactly.
Because Yeah.
It's that silent stigma, you know, that once you hit certain age, it's like you're done for. But this is really when we, you know, I've been always reinventing myself. And, you know, I've been very successful, and I've gone down and then gone back up. And that's what life is all about. And it's like, why does it have to stop when you reach certain age? You know, and
it doesn't. And that's the thing that you're learning, that we want to get, like you said, the world needs to hear that it doesn't stop. And I won't even say, I was going to say it doesn't stop till we're out of here, but hey, we're just playing at a different level then.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I feel it's a more powerful level, actually, because we know so much more, you know, and we're so seasoned and everything. It's like, why not? Why not to share our gifts? You know, we have to give the world.
Yeah, you say something really good there, and it's interesting because we do have seasoning, and we have so much wisdom, and we have things to share. Just like, you know, my renewal program comes from, you know, 30 years of going through my own experiences and all the programs and the spiritual counseling that I do and the coaching that I do. But the point is that we, what was my point? Oh, did I have a senior moment?
There you go.
That's okay. I got it. I feel you.
Oh, no, I got it. It's like, can we take the seasoning? I go off on my soapbox sometimes and I forget what the point was. Can we take our seasoning but not take the closed-mindedness that comes from that confidence that we know the way it is, or it's these rules and stuff. So it's take the seasoning, but be open like a 20-year-old going out into the world for the first time.
That's right. That's exactly – I love that you said that, because that's exactly how I feel. I don't feel 60. I feel like I'm in my 20s.
I know.
Good.
And then certain people, they go all like, oh, you look so young. And I'm going like, okay.
Well, you do, actually. You're very lucky that way, my friend. Beautiful.
Thank you, Trish. I love you.
Oh, you're welcome. Sarah, thank you so much for being on tonight's call and for your contribution. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Good night.
Good
thank
night.
Thank you, Daryl.
Good night, Sarah. Good to meet you.
She's awesome. And good evening. I have someone from the South Florida area. It looks like 954 area code. Your line is open.
Yes, my name is Heidi Seifkes, coming to you from Plantation, Florida, just outside
Hello,
of Fort Lauderdale.
Hello, Heidi Seifkes. Who's going to be one of our guests on WOW Wednesday in the evening a few weeks from now, right?
Yeah, towards the end of May, I will
Yay,
be in the hot
very
seat.
Very excited. I'm so glad you're with us tonight.
Absolutely enjoyable talk. Daryl, thank you so much. And also, Trish, thank you so much. I recently turned 40, and I have to say, it is only the beginning. And so I liked hearing all of this because many of my friends are going through this at this point in time, saying, oh, my God, you know, we're getting so old. And I'm just like, oh, my God, this is – we're just basically primed. We primed the pump. We're ready to take on this next stage. And so I just really enjoyed hearing this. And I wanted to ask the question because I do have to let you know, I did step out for about a few moments to get a glass of wine. Woohoo! And I got your steps. I got that the first step was openness, that you wanted to say yes to new things. The second one was to have this change-based mindset. What was the third aha that we needed to get on the list?
The third is to actually take a renewal-based approach, renewal-based approach.
Okay.
When we talk about renewal, we're basically saying that you want all of you new going into that second half. You don't want to be carrying any limitations. You don't want to be carrying any scars, any victimness, any of that. And what we've created in our renewal program that's actually going to be going live in the next couple of weeks, Trish has been one of our beta testers because she's on our board, what it really is it gives the strategy. It gives a change-based strategy for all of the changes that you will want to be inviting as you take on playing bigger and bigger, learning how to approach, you know, the things that are going to happen and having the transitions that you're going to go through actually make you more and more powerful every time. You know, there's several elements to the program. But it's really about have a strategy so that when everything keeps, you know, coming and you keep getting outside your comfort zone, everything you're going to encounter makes you more powerful as opposed to anything takes you down or you get, you know, washed up in the big changes as opposed to using them as a rocket launcher. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Heidi, thanks so much for being on the call with us this evening.
Thank you, too.
Talk to you again soon. Have a great night. And Florida is represented here in the panhandle, it looks like. Someone from the 850. Oh, good evening. Your line is open.
Hi, this is Rain. I'm in Tallahassee.
Hello, Rain. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. My question was answered by the last two calls. And so I just want to say thank you because I think when I got on the call initially, my thought about my life moving forward was like sort of had the energy of like, okay, what's next? It's going to be so hard. Oh, boy. And now I'm like, oh, my God, make this the best years of my life yet? Woo! Wow, I'm like, what a shift in context.
Yay.
And
wow.
And so now my mind is like blinking like a million miles a minute, like woohoo.
Yay, I'm so happy to hear that. Daryl, our work is done here.
Trish, we had a healing.
And I was going to ask you, like, what were things that you did every day to bring that context to your life.
Wow.
And I'm wondering if you'll answer it by saying those three things that were just on. So I'll just ask the question, like, what are some of the things that you bring? What context do you bring to, like, those moments when you might be like, oh, boy, here. You know, what to generate that this is the best years of my life?
Well, you know, that's a really, really good question. And I think, you know, the first thing you say, what do you do daily? Well, I think you being a part of Women's Prosperity Network, you plugging in with people that give you calls like this, that give you opportunities to expand, you know, because, look, you're no different than most people who, you know, left to their own devices, it's kind of like not a very hopeful future that they're looking at, you know. Everybody can be in that mode. And so the point being is keep yourself plugged in with that which expands your mind, right? And then I guess I would say this is, I've been involved in, oh, my God, it's funny, Alexandra's on the line, but she's known me now for a few years, and I've been involved in almost every organization around L.A. that, you know, is supportive about, you know, bringing you forward. But the point being is what I've learned is that it's really going to be the context that you're going to take what happens. Because, look, you're going to get out there right now. You're inspired and your mind's going 1,000 miles a minute. And you're going to go take on some things and try some things. And you know what? You better be willing to fail, because that is the only way you're going to learn. And most people stop whenever they get inspired and they're going to take something on, and then they stick their neck out and it doesn't work. They stop. As opposed to one of the things I talk about in the Renewal program is a play-first strategy. And what that means is you got to be willing to play first before you know everything about the game, before you feel that you're ready, before that your I's are dotted or your T's are crossed. Be willing to play first and just keep playing. There's this whole idea, if you take on your second half, as that you're going to be playing games now. And every time you get on the court, you have an opportunity to play, and the score is going to be what the score is. But you get to learn, and there is no losing. And if everything is in your life is going to happen to you from this point forward is to make you bigger to become who you came here to be, that's a whole other context to face what life's going to bring you. And if you have a transition strategy, if you have a way to deal with that, because when you take on playing big now, the universe is going to say, okay, you ready to play big? Okay, well, let's go. You know, but that's not to be afraid of. It's just be ready and have your mind ready to play first and to keep going.
Yeah.
So did that give you anything?
I need one of you in my pocket.
Well, that's the key right there. You just said it. The key is to stay surrounded by the message. Stay surrounded by the message and the messengers, because that's the key to staying in this space. As soon as you walk outside in the rest of the world, it's like the crabs in the bucket. They're going to be pulling you back only because that's the way it is. But when you stay surrounded by the Daryls of the world, you stick in a video from Nancy Matthews or Zig Ziglar or somebody who keeps you up and motivated, whoever that is for you, and you stay diligent and feed your mind that kind of thing every single morning, or and if you're willing to, every single evening. Like, all it takes is sticking a meditation in your ears that reminds you how awesome you are. But stay around. That's what you do, Rain. I know you do. I know that you're always doing your best to stay around like-minded people, and that's the key.
I do.
That's the key. Yeah, thank you so much, because, you know, it's the truth. It's not easy. I get it. And it is when you have the tools and you use them.
Well, you accomplish your goal, because I've said wow numerous times during this call. So
so happy to hear that. Well, make sure you get your 10 Tips for Life's Radical Second Half. Make sure you tell Daryl that you are Trish Wow Renewal, and he'll let you know about the program when it's out there.
Perfect.
And I hope I see you with Tally very soon. I'm due for a trip up there. It's been too long.
Oh, great. Okay, bring Daryl with you.
Yeah, I would love that. Well,
bring him on.
Where he goes, Alexandra goes. So you're lucky enough; you'll get to meet them both.
Bring them both.
Hey.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Rain, thank you. Good to connect with you.
Thank you. She's awesome, isn't she?
Oh my
all
God!
Of them.
I'm inspired.
Right? Every single person tonight was. Thank you all for playing with us tonight, Daryl. Thank you so much for being with us, for having this conversation, and for sharing
you know, your three strategies along with your three tactics for staying open-minded. Be sure to get your 10 strategies for Radical Second Half at theback40spelledout.com, theback40.com. Daryl, thanks so much.
Let me just clarify that. It's theback40.com/free, F-R-E-E, and they'll get their top 10 tips. They'll also get a free ebook called The Birth of the Back 40. And if they put Trish Wow Renewal in the comments section, we'll notify them whenever our renewal program goes live in a couple of weeks and give them, even though you say it's criminal, we're going to give them a 50% discount.
That's awesome. Half price. I love that. Thank you so much. And thank you for clarifying. Again, it's theback40.com/free, our favorite word, /free, F-R-E-E. And Trish Wow Renewal in the comments, and we'll send you that information. Thank you again, Daryl. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Trish.
Thank you, everyone. Make it a wow, whatever's left of this evening for you. Make it a wow Wednesday. Take care, everybody. Thanks for being with us. Good night.